Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No.
Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
These trophy presentations aren't over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs. Thunderstruck.
Yeah, thunderstruck.
Oh yeah. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It is the drive with Tay and Piper. No Pipes again, although he may be joining us later today from the Peach Jam. Down in Georgia, that's where all the stud basketball players get together, I guess, that are in high school and try to wow everyone. Of course, Merez Johnson is down there. Jeremiah Fears. Who is the brother?
Jeremy. The brother who will be a freshman at Michigan State.
Gotcha. All right, now he's the one that, from reading Pipe's stuff, it seemed like Illinois had a really good shot at Jeremy Fears, but then they kind of were like, I don't know that we need you. And so he ends up going to Michigan State, and it seems like, hey, you know what? That maybe would have been a good guy to have right now. As you lose Epps, and of course you lose Sky Clark.
I think if they could do that one over, they probably would.
Yes.
I think what Derek said is they had some concerns about his shooting ability.
Ah.
And, I mean, after what we watched last year in terms of three-point shooting, I guess that's valid, but at the same time, all of a sudden, you're left in a tough spot where Ty Rogers is your point guard now. I think if you could bring in a borderline five-star guy, they'd probably want to do that over. But at the same time, I don't know how much they would want to trust a freshman for the second straight year.
Exactly, right? You just kind of learned a lesson maybe, but maybe that was a outlier on that one. I had kind of a mini fit today reading Derek Piper's stuff on 24/7. So you just mentioned it. They worried about his shooting, right? And really, except for Luke Goody on this squad, it appears that, you know, there's just not – I know Quincy Guerrier is a guy that can shoot. Marcus Damas coming in can shoot. But it just – it feels like Illinois just hasn't had a pure shooter. I mean, I know they have, but it feels like since, like
– Well, they had Alfonso Plumlee 1 year, but –
And Frazier
haven't
was a
recruited
good shooter.
A true shooter in a while.
And so I'm reading this stuff, and I see the Cole Serta kid, of course, from Bloomington Central Catholic, who's now going to a prep school, and he committed to Notre Dame, I believe. And he is just absolutely lighting it up right now. So that's a kid that was an hour away, not even, from the University of Illinois campus, and they don't get him on board. And, of course, Jaden Shute is a kid that you tried hard for. He ended up going to Duke. I don't think you did anything wrong there. You just lost him to Duke. And then I look at this. Nojositis? What's his name?
Nojus.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. Indrositis. Yeah.
Indrositis.
He lit it up yesterday, according to Pipes.
And so here's my little fit. I'm like, it seems like everybody that shoots well, including Brandon Podziemski, we just don't. For some reason, we either don't get him, we don't recruit him hard enough, or we just let him get off campus. And so I had this little fit today because. I'm sorry, Kyle, but I'm ready to see guys that can shoot the basketball at a high clip.
I'm with you.
And, you know, I grew up with the Corey Bradfords and the Sean – I didn't grow up with him. I was already grown up. But the Sean Harringtons and the Corey Bradfords and guys like that make a difference when it comes to shooting. I mean, Luther Head, Darren Williams, D. Brown could shoot, all of those guys. And it just seems like Illinois cannot lock down. And I know the point guard situation, and obviously – Ty Rogers told us last week, exactly today, last week, well, I guess it was yesterday, a week ago yesterday that it's no worries. I'm the point guard. I've got things handled, and that's great. And I'm glad that he's confident about that. But obviously he's not a natural point guard. Now we'll see if he can become a really efficient point guard for your squad. But also the shooting. I mean, this is just something, you know, Plummer, like you said, was a one-year guy. Now Luke Goody getting hurt last year didn't help. And certainly getting a full year out of Luke Goody would be like recruiting a really good shooter. So maybe I need to just calm down and relax and realize that between Goody and Damask and maybe Guerrier, and I don't know about Harmon's shooting. I'm not sure if it's that good, but maybe we can be able to handle this. But wouldn't it just be nice to have the Lundy kid, you know, from Penn State?
Right, or Funk.
Yeah, or Funk. That's who I meant, not Lundy. Yeah. And then I look at all of these teams around the – I mean, Nebraska, for heaven's sakes, has a good shooting guard. Yeah. And, you know, I just look at all these schools that seemingly have, oh, yeah, this kid lit it up at Pepperdine last year. Oh, this kid lit it up at pick a college last year, and he was lights out shooter.
Well, I even think about that. The national champion, UConn, had Jordan Hawkins, who was maybe one of the best shooters in the country.
Right?
And he had a couple games in the tournament where he had like six threes and carried them. That's a national champion that saw the importance of that. So
I don't know.
I'm with you there. I want to see. I think this team will be a better shooting team. I don't know if they're going to be a top of the Big Ten shooting team, because you do get a full year of Luke Goody. You bring in Damask, who's a pretty good shooter. Guerrier is probably an upgrade over what you had at that spot shooting, but he only shot at 35%. You know, Terrence and Coleman both have their concerns from three, and obviously Ty Rodgers is going to be a non-shooter at point guard, getting a lot of minutes. They'll be much better than what they were, like 331st in the country in three-point shooting last year. I expect that to improve.
I hope.
I'm not totally sure how much that's going to improve. I still think they're probably a middle-of-the-road three-point shooting team in the grand scheme of things. That doesn't mean they can't be really good, because I think they've improved a lot of other areas. I think they'll be great defensively, but I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be a full-blown from 300 to 50
right,
in the country,
right.
You know?
I totally agree, and it's just frustrating when a guy like Serda or Shoot or – you know, Noyes, I mean, he was a guy that you were recruiting pretty hard along with Merez Johnson. He was teammates with Merez Johnson, and then he kind of struggled a little bit last year, so they just kind of backed off, according to the reports that I read, and now all of a sudden he's back to lighting it back up. And then, of course, Podziemski, I don't know who could have read what he ended up doing, but certainly that kid is a heck of a shooter. I guess mainly they don't do well like with left-handed long-distance shooters, although Plummer and Frazier were pretty good in that regards as well. All right, that's the basketball side. So I had a small fit today. I got over it. I'm like, all right, let's move on. I think we're going to be fine. Ty Rodgers, of course, who joined the show last week, he had some really interesting things to say. We're going to revisit those today before we get out of here. The other thing on the football side, it wasn't good news today with regards to a running back, and that's Darian Dupree, who committed to Wisconsin today. So right when you think you're kind of like, all right, we won eight games, we went to a nice bowl game, we are going to now obviously get to a point where we can just start winning recruits and making sure we lock down the state of Illinois. Well, Darian Dupree reminded you today that you can't quite just lock down the state of Illinois as he commits to Wisconsin. And we felt like going into it that it was a Wisconsin and Illinois battle. I know Marcus just weighed in about how can, on the U of I Atlantic text line, how can Wisconsin have a better sell than us for Dupree? Coach B has the history, and Chase Brown just did it here. I think a lot of that might be Luke Fickell and the idea that Wisconsin is actually switching around their offense. The next 5 years of Wisconsin football will not be what you're used to watching, I don't think. I mean, their athletic director even came out and told their fans, hey, this is not the same Wisconsin that you know. They're going to be a lot of passes. They're not necessarily just going to be lining up and running the football down your throat. Now, Dupree is a guy that would prefer more like Chase Brown. Now, I shouldn't say that. Chase Brown was very, very, what am I trying to say, dependable and rugged. Oh, I mean, that guy, what, 300 some carries, led the nation in carries on the FBS. Is it FBS? No, FB. What is it?
FBS.
Yeah, FBS side, Division One side, 1AA. No, 1A side. I'll get it right. So obviously he was rugged. He can handle the. But Dupree's more of a kind of what Illinois needed, because you've got so much power in your backfield that you kind of wanted more of a quick guy. But look, you got Reggie Love this year. You got Aiden Loughery. I know Loughery was hurt last year. I try not to make one season then all of a sudden where you're like, well, he's injury prone. It's like, okay, he had one injury, or, you know, he had a little bit of an injury season. Let's hope that he comes back fine, maybe doesn't get injured again. But certainly you lose out on Dupree, and that's kind of a big loss for Illinois, because who they still in this class don't have a four-star guy.
To that point, though, I have seen some rumblings here and some crystal balls rolling in. There might be a consolation prize on the way tomorrow in the form of Khalil Valentine, who is a running back out of Arizona. Two guys, including a Utah 24/7 sports writer, have flipped their crystal balls from Utah to the Illini on that one. He is a four-star prospect, according to 24/7 Composite. So it seems like they may have pivoted, and they're not going to strike out when it comes to running back in the 2024 class. But at the same time, obviously, Dupree is a great talent in itself, and to lose a guy to Wisconsin is a tough one. But I do think that some good news could be on the way tomorrow.
You can always kind of read the tea leaves, right? When they started getting hard, going hard after Khalil Valentine, you kind of have the idea that, okay, maybe they're not hearing what they want to hear out of Darian Dupree, or they wouldn't maybe go after this kid. But obviously when they did, Utah had, at the time, like you mentioned, two crystal ball picks, and the thought was he's from the West Coast. The thought was that he would kind of stay on the West Coast. Well, that would be a nice get. And wouldn't it be funny if all of a sudden, after how many years you never had a player from Utah, all of a sudden you get a stud linebacker in Easton Baker, correct? And then a four-star running back in Khalil Valentine.
He's from Arizona.
Oh, he's from Arizona. That's right. That's
Utah
right.
Utah was the school that was the leader.
That's my bad. But okay.
Still another place you don't normally go into. I'd be interested.
No, I'm glad you corrected me, though.
I'd be interested to find the last Arizona prospect Illinois brought in, because that's pretty rare.
That is interesting. That would be something to look forward to finding out on that. But, yeah, so, hey, listen, if that's the consolation prize, then you got exactly what you hope to get in terms of a kind of a shifty running back that you can add to a class of Jordan Anderson and Josh McCray and Caden Fagan, plus, of course, Reggie Love, who I expect to make a big step this year, and Aiden Loughery as well. So, again, that running back room, pretty solid room for the University of Illinois. So you lose Dupree, but hopefully you find out tomorrow, which Khalil Valentine has decided to make his decision on Saturday. So hopefully that will be the case, that the orange and blue is selected. You look like you've got an answer.
I don't.
Oh,
I
okay. Well, the way you kind of looked at that, I was like, I'm like, maybe you
I'm
have
I'm trying
that.
To figure it out, but I don't. It's tough to like go back into the database. And
all right. Wade said, I think DGL will surprise a lot of people this year.
Dre Gibbs Lawhorn.
Ah, okay, Dre. I was like, wait a minute. Who's DGL? Yeah, okay. Okay. And it sounds like from everything we're reading so far that he's been doing and looking really well in some of the workouts. So, hey, listen, that would be wonderful as well. 651 pointed out that Damask was in the 90th percentile nationally on catch-and-shoot opportunities. And I agree. I saw a lot of SIU games. As many of you know, I am a Saluki, so I pull for them and watch games when I can. And Marcus Damask certainly shot the ball well and shot it from deep. And not only that, was a guy, as I mentioned when we had him on that day, he was a guy that was always the number one target. He and Lance Jones, who's now at Purdue, Damask was always kind of the number one target of the other team. I mean, they would put their best defender on him or try to smother him and let him get rid of the ball as much as possible. So I'm hoping and wondering now at Illinois, where you have other scorers around him and other talent around him, that he doesn't necessarily be the guy that you got to stop. I'm hoping that turns into Marcus Damask having a pretty good year, which I believe he will. All right, here's the scoop. Pipes is down at the Peach Jam, and we tried yesterday. Well, we were going to try, but he said the reception's not the best. Merez Johnson's game had been delayed. So we're going to try that again today, hopefully around 4:05, to talk to him and get an idea of what's going on down at Peach Jam between not only Merez Johnson but also Jeremiah Fears, who is who we started this conversation on, a kid that, you know, Illinois is kind of mending fences, if you will, with the family. And it sounds like it's going well. It sounds like Jeremiah likes what he's hearing from the Illini, and certainly Illinois has, you know, a spot to sell there when it comes to maybe a lead guard, and Pipes really liking his game. So we'll get the idea from Pipes on both of those guys and whoever else that he's seeing down at Peach Jam that we would like to hear about. When we come back, Jason Hegemeyer, he's the head ticket guy at the University of Illinois. I saw the news yesterday about Grange Grove and needing to go ahead and reserve a spot this season because more people are buying season tickets, more people wanting to tailgate, I assume. So I thought, let's get Jason on to talk a little bit more about football ticket sales. There's been more season tickets sold this year. So what is still available that is very affordable? I know I sit in the horseshoe. I'm proud of that. I know it's cheaper, but it's something that when I started, you know, almost 20 years ago saying I want to be a ticket holder, they had a hell of a deal for it. And I thought, well, let's start there and then I'll move. But I've come to enjoy everybody around me. I love visiting with the people around me. We've all been there for so many years. And I kind of like the horseshoe view of the football, of the action. So I've stayed put right there. But we'll ask Jason Hegemeyer, what are some good deals still going on? Also, basketball tickets. I know single game tickets maybe came on sale for that. I can't remember. But we'll ask Jason that and kind of get his thoughts and pick his brain on everything ticket-wise for the University of Illinois. All right, if you want to weigh in, 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255. That's the U of I Illini Link text line. We will visit with Jason Hegemeyer and possibly Derek Piper on the Tapman's towing phone line. We'll do that with Jason next and Derek a little bit later in the show. Again, 359-2255. Back to talk ticketing. It is The Drive.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment. Offering sound advice and actionable insight, Busey builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies, connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. Busey Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Hi, Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley. Ashley's Stars and Stripes sale is happening now. Don't miss out on instant savings with our Buy More, Save More event happening in store. And as a special thank you to our community heroes, all veterans and active military will receive 10% off their purchase. Plus, we offer special financing options for every budget. These 4th of July furniture and mattress deals are only available for a limited time. Visit your local Ashley store to shop and save today. Only at Ashley.
When we put family first, we create moments that last a lifetime. We pass memories down through generations. But we can all declare, I remember when.
Far side, right. Pat Bryant, touchdown. Isaiah Williams turns upfield, 45, 40. Trouble, he's sacked. Seth Coleman.
It's your turn to create these memories. Illinois football season tickets are on sale now for as low as $99 at FightingIllini.com.
Here's your OSF Healthcare Medical Minute.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nishant Willem Settler. I specialize in pulmonary and critical care medicine at OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center. If you find yourself getting out of breath more easily than before, or even when you are doing routine activities, it may indicate that you may have a lung issue. Especially in warmer months, breathing issues like asthma or COPD can become heightened and more prevalent. The great news is, there are many steps you can take to help your lungs. If your breathing issues are getting in your way of enjoying your summer, our dedicated team is here to help. Our team looks forward to caring for you and your family, whether that's through our pulmonology outpatient clinic or at the OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center Critical Care Units. Please visit our website to learn more about me and our team at osfhealthcare.org.
For more information, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Racing, racing, racing. It's the Hill Tour coming to Farmer City Raceway on Friday night, with the Summer Nationals coming to town with $10,000 to win for the late modifieds and $1,500 to win for the Summit Racing Equipment Modified Nationals. General admission is $25. Hot laps are at 6:30. Friday Night Lights. Learn more at FarmerCityRacing.com. You'll buy the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday morning 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. The Drive with Tay and Piper. Derek Piper down at Peach Jam, the AAU tournament down in Georgia. Hope to hear from him next hour, talking about Merez Johnson and, of course, Jeremiah Fears down there and some other guys that the Illini coaching staff is looking at. I know that when Fears played today, I believe there were three Illini coaches, including Brad Underwood, there to watch him. So, obviously, they're very interested in Jeremiah Fears. So we'll talk to Pipes about that hopefully next hour. But right now, we're going to turn our attention to tickets for both football and basketball. Yeah, it's July 7, but Jason Hegemeyer, it's never too early to think tickets, is it?
No, I think about them 365 days a year.
Yeah, it's like a sickness to you. You can't get it out of your head, unfortunately.
Yeah, never stop. Never stop. Always own something.
I bet. Hey, before we get to the tickets, and I know that this is not exactly your area, but I did see yesterday a report come out on FightingIllini.com regarding Grange Grove and the idea that they will be, you will need to reserve a spot now in Grange Grove. I mean, that's a great problem to have, right, with all the extra tickets that have been sold this season for Illinois football.
Yeah, I mean, anytime, like, anybody who's ever seen Grange Grove at a game, you know, you've seen that crowd just build and build and build.
Yes.
And as more people have really gotten comfortable tailgating and they realize how fun it is, we've just seen the amount of people grow and continue to grow. And so it is good to be at a spot where you have to look at it and say, okay, we want to make sure that there's space for people. It's not a great experience if you show up and there's no room for you.
Right.
So, like, this is an attempt to make sure that people can plan their game days accordingly and make sure they have space there necessary, and also to make sure it doesn't get overcrowded.
Sure.
Or overfull. For a couple games we had there last year, we want to make sure everybody's experience is a good one. And there were a couple times where we just had, it was just a little bit too full, and you could tell people weren't having as much fun as what they should have been because people were in their space. So, yeah, all good problems to have. It means we're growing. You know, we're experiencing a great year here in ticket sales, and season ticket sales have gone really well for football, and a lot of people have really responded well to the new pricing structure that we've put out there. And you know, there's a lot of good things, a lot of positive things happening right now in regards with football, and it's reflected in our season ticket growth. We have just over around 8,500 new season tickets sold right now. That's incredible, right? So you're seeing us grow at a very quick pace. And that's all about Coach B, the excitement that's there on that field right now. You know, and you combine that with our pricing exercise of just making sure that the stadium is priced appropriately and people are responding to it. So we've had real good luck for season tickets, but I know we're here today to talk about, and I know tickets are on people's minds right now because single game tickets go on sale next week, right? So July 11th on Tuesday, our iFund members have the first crack at buying single game tickets. Those will go on sale at noon. And then on Thursday, July 13th at noon, they are available to everyone. So iFund members get a two-day window where it's just them having the ability to buy single game tickets. And then after that, will be on sale to the public, and so that'll be July 13th at noon.
Always love visiting with Jason Hegemeyer, doing so today on the Tapman's Towing phone line. When you say iFund, I'm a member of the iFund, but, you know, for some that maybe are new to this, maybe they have graduated college, moved back to the area, similar to what I did. I had worked, I had graduated already, but worked down in Southern Illinois, moved back to the area, and I'm like, hey, I want to become a season ticket holder for Illinois football. Wonder what the steps are to do that. So without being, you know, too, like, generic, take us through those steps, because even you, the listener right now, can become a member of the iFund, and it's not crazy expensive. You don't have to give blood or something to do it, right? I mean, it's not a process that takes that much out of you. So in your mind, if someone is brand new to it, or maybe they've just been a fan for many years, and maybe their kids are off to college and they've got a better chance now to go to games and no more activities on Saturdays, what's the best way for them to approach becoming a season ticket holder in football?
Yeah, just, you know, I would tell you a couple things, right? Like you mentioned the iFund, and the iFund does a lot of things for a lot of, there's a lot of good reasons to join
yes.
the iFund. You know, the money helps fund scholarships for our student athletes, and it helps us do the things that we need to do to get the best athletes and students here at University of Illinois, right? That's job number one. But job number two, right? Like, here's how it works for you. iFund members get, if you're a season ticket holder and you donate to the iFund, you have the ability to A, be eligible to pick seats that are better than non-iFund members, right? So if you're a donor at certain levels, you can pick out better seats than others. You also get season parking included as part of your iFund gift. So if you give the iFund and you're a season ticket holder, you're going to get a parking pass.
Right.
And those parking pass locations are determined by, you know, the levels of contribution to the iFund. So, look, you're helping fund the program, but personally, you're getting better seats, you're getting parking, you're getting access to a presale before the rest of the public if you needed extra tickets this next week. There's a lot of good reasons to be part of the iFund. And really, all you need to do is just contact us. You could call our 866 Illini1 line, and someone will get you in touch with someone who could help you pick out seats or talk to you about making an iFund gift. We have a team of people here that are ready to have those conversations. You know, people can email us. There's a lot of ways to get a hold of us, but do your research online, just like I do whenever I buy anything. Go ahead, do your research, and when you're interested, you know, let us know, and then we can have a conversation and help you figure some things out. So lots of good reasons to get involved in the iFund.
Amen.
You guys brought that up.
Yeah, and if you're the lucky one, you get to talk to Sam Beasley. I mean, if you're that lucky, then you've struck gold if you talk to Sam IM. So, all right, Jason, the other thing to that I like is now I've worked my way up through not a lot of money. I haven't donated a ton of money, but each year I just kind of kept pecking away at it. Now I've moved up to certain levels to where now I have a chance to be able to buy tickets ahead of time to away games, which I think is pretty cool. You know, if you want to go to the Iowa game, if you want to go to Purdue with Ryan Walters now over there. And so I think that's another great example of the way that the iFund can work for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And the, you know, it's not just for football too. Like think about it for basketball as well, right? Like you're mentioning away games, but
right.
Think about how many times we play a neutral site basketball game or we go to St. Louis, you know, to play the Bragging Rights. Being an iFund member gets you access to things that others can't get. And so like, there's just lots of really good reasons. And you mentioned football away games, and we're taking orders for those right now. And but yeah, that translates over to hoops too. And as we know, people here love to go to those neutral site games.
Yes, they do. I know this sounds like maybe an infomercial or whatever, you know, for the iFund and for tickets, but you know what? I love people being there with me at Memorial Stadium to watch these games. So the more the merrier. I love it. I love seeing the tailgate lots full. I mean, I think it's wonderful. So definitely I want to see more people buying. And when it comes to affordability, now, Jason, don't tell anybody. It's between you and I, but the horseshoe ticket is still probably too low. But I take advantage of it every year, so don't tell anybody so that they raise that. But, I mean, the affordability of going to, you know, getting season tickets for Illinois football games, I would assume it's one of the best, if not the best, in the Big Ten.
Yeah, you're right on it right now. I mean, and that's intentional.
Yes.
And so, you know, like now that our infomercial is over, right? Like we could talk about right now. Like there is a lot of work put into our pricing for football this year. We learned some things last year. We were growing tremendously fast. And while it seemed like there was a ton of interest in the program, we were still having tickets left for some of those bigger games last year, right? And so we had to go back to the drawing board and say, like, okay, why did that happen? And, like, what is our value? And we had to look at our stadium and find out the different areas and how they could be priced appropriately. And so I think, you know, for those that have taken a look at what our prices are this year, you know, you're going to see that, look, there are some really, really affordable options for all of our games, right? Now, listen, does that mean at Penn State, for like what people are perceiving right now to be one of our biggest home games of the year?
Big time.
Does that mean every seat is going to be that price? No, but we're going to, like, it's going to cost more to sit on the sideline than it is the,
sure,
the horseshoe. But those places are priced appropriately now. They're not all the same price. There's different tiers available for people who have different needs and different interests and where they sit. And so, you know, we were very intentional about pricing it. Look, we need to grow. We need people in the stadium.
Right.
People want to be part of crowds. You don't want to go to, no one wants to go to a bar when there's nobody there. It's not fun. Right.
Right.
Like we're old. Maybe we do like that. Right. But like most
right.
people want to go to events where there's a lot of people there. Right. So the game is more fun when there's a big crowd. We all know that it helps recruiting. It helps our players on the field. That's the kind of environment we need to have for our teams to compete in. And so that's why we're doing this. We're trying to make sure that our tickets are priced appropriately. And you were right on the money. Like if you're looking at our prices right now, there's really no excuse. Price cannot be an excuse right
Amen.
Now. Like so, with some of our preseason pricing right now, there are multiple games on our schedule that are opening up. The horseshoe tickets are opening up at $10, right?
Wow.
So whether it's Toledo or Florida Atlantic or Northwestern or like Nebraska, we have a 4-pack. We have options that are out there right now. But here's the deal. This is the thing we're going to stick with this year. Last year, we ran a lot of promotion. We're not doing – our promotion is at the beginning this year.
Got it.
So what we're telling people is the price that we open up at, it's never going to go lower than what we open up at right now on next week for our on-sales. So if you're interested in getting tickets and making sure you're locking in a game and you want to get the best price, you need to do it next week. You need to do it by the end of July because those prices are incrementally going to go up, right?
Got it.
And just like airlines, right? Like if we get a section that starts to fill up and there's just a few seats left in it, yeah, that price might change a little bit and it might go up, right? So don't wait. You know, if price is important and location's important, lock those things in now.
Perfect.
Because we're not going to go down from here. We're only going to go up. So
you've been warned.
It's important for people. Like, well, I think that's the thing is like we need our customers to start having faith in us, right? That buying early is the best thing, right? And last year running promotions, I heard from a lot of fans like, well, what was the incentive to buy early? Well, I get it. And we reacted, right? And so we've reacted appropriately. And so right now we're running this preseason pricing special, preseason meaning up until player training camp starts at the beginning of August, right? So buy now. It's the best price you're going to get. It's never going to go lower than this. So buy now. And look, we've sold more season tickets. That means we have less single game tickets available. So let's see what happens here. We got some really good games on our schedule.
Yes, we do.
People are really excited about our team. And, I'm looking forward to some really good crowds this year. I really am.
Awesome.
Jason, I know a big part of those crowds is the students and the
big
student
time.
Sections. I know you guys introduced this year for the first time football student season ticket holders now get first priority for getting their basketball season tickets as well. What has been the emphasis for you guys on the student side of things ticket-wise, and what should students like myself know about getting their tickets for this year?
Well, it's a great question, right? And they're on sale already. And so, you know, we're encouraging all of our students to go ahead and buy their season tickets now But of course, we'll keep selling them. The kids get on campus; they'll be out there still slinging them. It's important for us to have as many students at this game as at our games as possible. I mean, obviously we're a university, and that's what we're here for. But really, that the energy and the atmosphere at Memorial Stadium comes from our students. And you can tell when we have a great crowd. You can tell when they're excited.
Yes.
There's a different kind of vibe in that building. And we are looking to try and get as many of them in there as possible, right? So we're just trying to, like, pick different little incentives, right? Like, if you knew that basketball tickets last year sold out in a half hour, that means people are interested in that, right? So how can we use that little nugget of information to help us in Memorial Stadium? And that's why you see us, you know, just prioritizing football season ticket holders in that process. And so we're going to get, obviously, I think genuinely, sure, are there kids that only want to go to basketball that are out there? Yeah, probably. But kids that are really excited about Illinois basketball are also starting to get really excited about Illinois. They're sports fans, and they're starting to get excited about Illinois football too. I mean, especially you can see where our trajectory is right now, and you know we all have high hopes for this next year. We're all very excited about it, and so you're just seeing us try to pull a few levers, just like good salespeople do, trying to pull some levers to try and get the stadium in the kind of environment that we want to be.
I love it. And by the way, suites, I know Jason has my cell phone now, and he said he's gonna unleash, like, Sam Beasley probably on me about the suites. But there's also that ability as well, right, for companies out there or maybe a family that just says, hey, you know what, we can afford it, let's get a suite. That is something that are still open. I think a lot of times we, and I say me as the season ticket holder that sits, you know, in the stands, sometimes I think, wow, those suites are probably all full, et cetera, et cetera. But are there still options in terms of getting into the suites and buying those?
Yeah, for sure there are. And so, you know, we have a team of people right now that are out there in the community that actually work on selling those. And, you know, and there are people that buy suites on a season basis. There are people that buy suites on an individual game basis. We do some of that as well. There are opportunities, you know, it's not just for, you know, it's for people that have businesses that entertain clients. It's for people that,
right,
groups of people that want to have like an elevated experience for a certain game. Those opportunities are out there. We do a good job of talking about that on fightingaline.com, but we certainly have people that are willing to discuss those things. And so if people are out there listening and they're interested in some of that, for sure, give us a call. Let us know. Because we'll meet you where you're at and try and talk to you about like what your needs are, and we can go over what those options might be.
We have a question on the U of I ticket, U of I ticket. My goodness,
I like it.
U of I Illini Lake text line. But before I get to Marcus's question, Brett Bielema is very involved in this, isn't he? It sounds like I've got some friends that work inside that program, and they're like, it is amazing how involved Brett is with everything. I mean, I'm talking like, you know, what light bulb he wants in a certain room. It's crazy. He's very involved in this ticket, and I know he and his wife also wanted to give back a little bit and buy some season tickets. So that helps, I guess, your end, right, in terms of having a guy like Brett Bielema that's totally ready to work with you and help get Illini fans in the seats.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I love about Coach B, and maybe not everybody gets to experience this, right? Like, because they see him on the field, they know how good of a coach he is.
Right.
But you know, when you work with somebody, it's not just that he coaches great and he's putting a great product on the field. He also is really interested in active in all the other parts of the program too, right? So it's not, we don't just come to him and say like, hey, here's what we want to do. He provides actual real input.
That's awesome.
He's involved and it's welcome, right? Because it's, everybody is very bought in, and he has good ideas. He's been at other places. He's seen what's worked at his other places. And he knows he has great professionals working with him. But the thing is that he brings certain things to the table that we just, I appreciate that about him, because he doesn't just coach, right? And he's not all up in your business, but he knows what works, and he has thoughts, and he's ready to discuss more things than just coaching football. And I appreciate that about him. I think it's what makes him successful, honestly.
I think he has vision.
I think he knows how to run his program, and I think he sees where he needs it to go and where he wants it to go. And there's a lot of different ways to get there, and I enjoy working with him.
That's perfect. Wrapping up with Jason Hegemeyer here on the Tapman's Towing phone line, I'll go with a question from Marcus. I'm going to read it verbatim. So Marcus said, looks like from the website you can only buy away tickets in the Illini block if you are an iFund contributor. I'm looking to go to the Minnesota game and the Purdue game, but I live in Georgia and I want to sit by the orange. Is there a way to correct that, or do you kind of for right now need to be that iFund?
So that's where we are right now. Like, so that in a nutshell is one of the reasons why we encourage people to join the iFund.
Got it.
It's as low as $100 as that introductory offer, right? So yep. I get it. He's in Georgia. He's only going to go to some away games. And so I appreciate that. He's looking to get and sit with fellow Illini people. But what we're doing is, until our away game deadline, we're only making them available to iFund members. If there are any left after that's done, then we can talk about it.
Okay.
But for right now, the priority is on the iFund members, and that's the benefits that they get for being involved in the program. So I would tell Marcus that, you know, if it's important to him to sit in the Illinois section, you don't have to join at $1,000. You don't have to join at, you know, at high levels. $100 a year gets you access to these type of things before anybody else. So, you know, if you're looking, that can be done right now. But Marcus should try and get back in touch with us later if we have any available. But there's really no guarantees on that.
That's perfect. Jason Hegemeyer, it is always great to catch up with you. What Kyle doesn't understand, because he's too young to even realize, that when the Scorpions come back to the State Farm Center, Jason Hegemeyer is going to call me and say, Lon, you have got seat one, row one. You are right there with the Scorps, baby. So that's why we have Jason on. Actually, that's not the only reason, but certainly I'm going to lean on you, Jason, when that happens.
Yeah, we'll see when that happens.
Whenever the Scorps roll through, baby. Hey, Jason,
that's right.
It is always great to have you on. It's very informative, and it's great to catch up, my friend. So we'll do it again maybe before basketball, but until then, happy ticket sales, my friend.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. Jason Hegemeyer, he does a wonderful job. He's been with the University of Illinois, I believe I read, since 2005. So wow. He has been here quite a while. And I think it is interesting, Kyle, what he said about Coach B. And I'm sure Brad Underwood is the same way. I'm sure all the coaches, Shauna Green, et cetera, are the same way. But you think about Brett Bielema, right? He played for Iowa, coached for Iowa, coached for Wisconsin. Coach down in Arkansas. He's been to different places to see what has worked. What are some things that maybe didn't go over that well? So I think it's imperative for a guy like him and even the coaching staff themselves, the assistants that have been at different places, I think it's imperative for them to have a say in what goes on with regards to ticket sales and what maybe some ideas that could work. So, but again, I hear from more people of how involved Brett Bielema is, from striping the parking lot, I'm making that up, to...
Wouldn't be surprised if he did it.
Right, exactly. To winning, you know, the opening flip and, you know, making a big call on fourth down. I mean, he is just directly involved in almost everything that happens in that program, and it's not as though the coach shouldn't be. I'm not saying that this is some, oh my goodness, best coach that's ever lived. I'm just saying I think it's neat that he takes a lot of accountability and holds you accountable for what you do, whether you're the guy that's, you know, that's putting his desk together or striping that parking lot or whatever the case. And I think that's awesome. And I think that just shows you what kind of a leader that Brett Bielema is. And, you know, that's what it takes to run a football program, especially one that has, you know, let's be honest, has never really gone up and lived in that upper section of college football for that many years straight. I mean, we obviously have seen Illinois football kind of hit those peaks on occasion, but to stay there, which is exactly what we want, that sustainability, it takes certain things to make that happen. And if I feel like Brett Bielema is one of those guys that can do that. All right, hope you enjoyed that. I feel that's pretty informative when it comes to ticket sales. We didn't get into basketball, but we can do that as we roll along. Now, Kyle, you have your football tickets already?
I do.
Okay. So he is, you are following along, and you will be one of the first to be notified when the basketball is ready to roll. So hopefully you can, of course, I won't tell Stevie, who I doubt is listening right now, that you used time at work to buy your tickets back in the day. But
the basketball ones?
You were just an intern at that point.
I would have been. I wouldn't have gotten the tickets if I didn't. They sold out in 36 minutes.
So, you know, we won't mention. Of course, you weren't on the payroll.
I was a good multitasker, though, there. Come on.
There
I was
you
even.
Go.
I was. You asked me about it right after, and I explained myself.
So when that happens, I fully expect you to leave a note for Stevie and say, hey, I need to be docked 10 minutes because I was on the phone trying to buy season tickets for basketball. And knowing him, I think he would totally understand and still go ahead and pay you. I promise you that's the case. All right, one more break. Come back, wrap up hour one. It is The Drive.
Come celebrate with us. The Blossom Basket Florist has been in business at the same location for the last 70 years. The Bailey family has owned the business for 25 years. Stop by the Urbana store July 11th and 12th, and you can get your free dozen roses and let them say thank you for supporting them. God has blessed them with great customers, and there's no better way to say thank you than with a dozen free roses. Visit them online at blossombasket.com.
Racing, racing, racing. It's the Hill Tour coming to Farmer City Raceway on Friday night with the Summer Nationals coming to town with $10,000 to win for the late modifieds and $1,500 to win for the Summit Racing Equipment Modified Nationals. General admission is $25. Hot laps are at 6:30. Friday night lights. Learn more at FarmerCityRacing.com. You'll buy the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Illini pizza fans, Jet's Pizza has been making the best pizza on the planet for 40 years. They've always been committed to quality, like hand-pressed dough, fresh mozzarella, and sauce made from Mama Jet's secret family recipe. All baked to perfection. It takes more work, but take one bite and you'll get it. Right now, enjoy three types of pepperoni with the new Triple Roni Pizza for just $16.99. And this is a limited time deal, so visit JetsPizza.com. And don't forget to flavorize your crust for free, like their famous Turbo Crust. Jet's, better because it has to be.
All right, Kyle, we have not heard back from Derek Piper. So we need everyone out there to put the pressure on Piper right now and tweet at him to say, hey, we're really wanting to hear your thoughts from Peach Jam. Is there a chance you can join your show in the 4 o'clock hour? That's kind of cruel that
yeah,
I did that.
I don't even know if he'll get him.
That'd be kind of funny, though. If they...
It would be. If he gets out of Merez Johnson's game finishes and... Wait a minute, I got 70 tweet notifications.
What are all of these tweet notifications? Yeah, maybe don't do that. We're all right.
Kyle post that clip of me off the air on the drive or what?
How dare him do that? I'm sure he'll blame me. I'm guessing he'll say this sounds like a Tay thing. So we'll see. We'll see what happens as we go along. Cardinals are in Chicago, right? They play the White Sox tonight.
Yeah, talk about two teams that are in
goodness.
The dumps.
Isn't that amazing that, you know, the White Sox are a team that we talk about on occasion, but because the teams we normally talk about, the Cubs and Cardinals, are in the National League, and I understand that with baseball you've had interleague play, et cetera, but now they've changed it to where you play everybody, which I think is really cool. I think baseball did a smart thing in that end. But I think it's one of those where it always seems pretty cool to play the White Sox because it's a team that I know a little bit about just because we follow them a little bit and talk about them. But yet, here we are getting ready to start a series, the Cardinals are, and you're looking at this going, I don't know who's worse. I mean, we did, you and Pipes and I one day tried to get an all-star team from the Cubs, Cardinals, and White Sox, and I still think they'd finish third in whatever division you throw them in. That's the scary part. But, in other words, my excitement level about playing the White Sox should be a heck of a lot more than what it is now.
It should, especially given the expectations of the Cardinals coming into this year, but also the White Sox.
Right.
In general, this group was supposed to do so much more, and it's just kind of fallen apart for them. And now I think it's a White Sox team that's probably going to sell off a lot of pieces at the trade deadline themselves and kind of restart things. And I don't really know what's happened there. I know they've had some injuries. Eloy Jimenez, Moncada's right. gotten hurt a lot, but they
really have had injury issues.
That's just not all of it, though. They really just haven't lived up to what we thought they would when it looked like that they had done a perfect rebuild and they had this core that was going to be at the top of the AL for 5-6 years.
I was excited for him.
I was too.
I was excited for Jeremy Warner, who's, you know, a buddy of mine, and he's a big Sox fan, and I thought, yeah, good, he deserves this. They won it all in 05. It's been a while, but it's like, man, they not only didn't win a division, they've really stunk. And again, injuries have not helped with that, but certainly they have not lived up to their billing. I would assume that guys like John Mozeliak, Michael Gersh, and I don't know who runs the show for the White Sox. Do you?
Rick Hahn,
that's right. I hope that those three and maybe another from the White Sox don't watch one inning of this series. I hope they lock themselves in a room and say, how can we help you and how can you help us? And truly, the White Sox have a couple of arms that would be nice to get if you're the Cardinals. The Cardinals have a couple of bats that would probably be nice to get for the White Sox. Get together and figure out something and give us something to like pay attention to. Make a splash trade tomorrow. You know, like let maybe Giolito starts tonight. Trade him tomorrow to the Cardinals or something. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Dylan Cease, I don't know. Trade Tyler O'Neill to the White Sox and make it announce that tomorrow. You know, I just would be interesting to have that happen. Or heck, if you want to wait till Sunday, that's fine. Then announce the trade Sunday night. But how cool would it be to literally just say, hey, Tyler O'Neill, I know he's not playing right now. You're in the other dugout now, right? So you need to walk down to the clubhouse. That's happened before.
It has.
So I think it would be cool for White Sox fans and Cardinals fans, but it would give us something to talk about other than, man, our team sucks. That's all I've said about the Cardinals all season.
Yeah, it is two teams that could do some good business together for sure.
I totally agree 100%. All right, here's the deal, Kyle. We don't know yet if we're going to be joined by Derek Piper, but we can still think of something to talk about. We are going to revisit a little bit of the Ty Rogers interview that Derek Piper and Joey Wagner did last week. It was some really good stuff. We'll talk about that a little bit in the 4 o'clock hour. Your questions as well, 359-2255. Break time. It is The Drive.
Come celebrate with us. The Blossom Basket Florist has been in business at the same location for the last 70 years. The Bailey family has owned the business for 25 years. Stop by the Urbana store July 11th and 12th, and you can get your free dozen roses and let them say thank you for supporting them. God has blessed them with great customers, and there's no better way to say thank you than with a dozen free roses. Visit them online at blossombasket.com.